Well, welcome everybody. Another great episode of Playing with Perspective, the Suspended Animation Podcast. Now, this is actually episode 24, and I've got a very special guest, backed by popular demand. Grant Tom, head fire starter, is here. We did an episode not long ago, and we had such great feedback, and the episode was so insightful and valuable that Grant is back with us today in the Suspended Animation Studios, and we're going to chat about some more stuff that will be valuable for everybody. But before we do, let me just give you a quick rundown as to who Grant is, if you haven't seen him before. Grant is an accomplished businessman and digital and ad agency owner for many years. Grant is known as the head fire starter in this industry globally and runs a number of digital ad agencies around the world. Now, Grant has put together a list of strategies and key points to address in our business to put ourselves in the best position to manage through this period and then bounce back with vigor. So we're going to be chatting all about that. But before we do, I thought I'd just hand over to Grant to give us a little snapshot as to who he is. And then we're going to jump into some really, really good quality content for you today. How are you doing, Grant?
Thank you, Darren. Thank you for inviting me back. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so basically, as a head fire starter, you know, I'm always asked, what is a head fire starter? And my short answer to that is, a head fire starter is a person who's a business owner who faces problems and unlocks opportunity with the view to get things started. And there's no better time right now with the present situation that we're in, with none of us actually could foresee, as to how do we get things restarted? And that's sort of where I think my title fits the best, and I love the challenge as to where we're at. And I love talking to business owners as to the opportunity ahead. I always try and believe that I'm a kind of guy that's the glass is half full and rather than half empty. So I see opportunity with the view to top that up, and that's sort of my passion.
Fantastic. And what a fitting topic for this period and for this podcast, the head fire starter. I love it. So Grant, obviously you've been in business for about 30 years. You've seen a lot. You've seen lots of different periods of economic strength and downturn, recessions, but you've managed to find your way through and coach businesses and manage your own businesses to strive and put their best foot forward. I mean, what can we do in this time right now? And this time is different to many other times.
Great.
What's your take on that, and what can we do?
Look, I think that it is a sensitive time. You know, this is something that has caught everyone unawares. This is not something I ever envisaged would happen. I know that Bill Gates made a speech about this in 2015 at a TED talk. Yeah. I listened to it the other day, and I sort of said to myself, you know, if I heard it today, how would I have reacted differently? But I hadn't heard the speech, and I think he was very much on point. But
What did he actually say in that speech? Because I heard about that, but I haven't actually watched it. What did he actually say?
He spoke about a virus. He didn't call it coronavirus, but he referred to a virus could be the next downfall for all of us in 2015, and how it could affect us as societies and communities and as business, and what it would cost our countries with the view to fight such an epidemic to that of that of a national war. And he highlighted to it, and it was very insightful as to his thoughts and his insight back then in 2015. And I don't know if I would have paid much attention back in those days. I must be honest, you know, going through it now and experiencing it, and I think how fast it caught us and how fast we had to scramble and move just to bring some form of lockdown, to bring some form of method of saving lives to be more important than money right now, is the big picture. Because the one thing that I've learned in life is that you may lose money, but you can always make money back, but you can't bring time back. So if you can save time by saving lives, I think the opportunity of making money is there, is even though we may change. We may be more cautious. We may have to have more restrictions. We may jump through more hoops in the future.
Yep.
But I do believe that we will learn from this. We will grow from this. We'll adapt from this. but so will our businesses. And we're going to have to, like it or not like it, put some key restrictions in place with the view to pay attention, because I think this has been a shock to the world on how fast and how dangerous this epidemic has been.
Yeah, and what amazes me is how quickly it hit our shores, and not even so much how quickly the virus hit, but how quickly we went from 100 to zero. We were watching it around the world. You know, we were talking about it. We were thinking, discussing the implications of what it would be here. But then it hit us, and I still distinctly remember it was Friday or Saturday, 5-6 weeks ago. And then by Monday, the whole country went from the 100 to zero. It just went like that. And it was just amazing how fast everything happened. And we're just starting to catch our breath now.
I was still overseas. I had to land. I had to go into 14 days of isolation, you know, and if I left it 1 week later, you know, I would have been in nearly cut off. So it moved extremely quickly. But, you know, and even then, people still criticized that we hadn't moved fast enough. Yeah. But it was just that unbelievable, is this really happening mentality that still took us a bit of time to actually say, we're going to do this, we're going to have to act. And, and I commend the leaders who've done what they've done, because I think very tough, very emotional, but at the same time, very crucial for all of us. So, you know, we just got to believe that we're in for the right reasons.
Absolutely. And what's interesting is, obviously, yes, it hit us really quickly, but we've also, I won't say bounced back, but we've started to accept it and we've started to deal with it and manage quickly as well.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what we're going to talk about today is, you know, what should we be looking at in our businesses, and what should we do? What indicators should we look at? What actions should we take to make sure that we can ride this out and then actually come out on the other side with some strength and some positive outcome?
Well, Darren, you know, I wrote an article where I mentioned that there are six things that businesses need to think about. But I think before we even start, I think everyone out there needs to realize that things are going to get tougher before they get better. So, unfortunately, there's not much we can do with the situation that it is. And as frustrated and irritated as we are, we're just going to have to be patient, to be positive, and use this time to think and plan with the view to move forward. But I think if getting back into business, I think right now, the step number one would be to negotiate your terms up front. You've got to get paid. That's your number one thing in anything that you're talking about, is be clear about your terms and make sure that you're getting paid up front, because cash will be tight. Yeah. And the last thing you want to do is perform a service or a delivery and then have to hound or spend lots of time and money trying to chase money afterwards. So be sure that you're going to get something rather than nothing and get it in with the view to try and start rebuilding. So I'd say step number one is make sure that you're discussing your terms up front.
Gotcha. Yeah. And I suppose, I mean, I'm always the type to say, okay, look, the payment terms are this much. It's too early now. Let's just wait and I'll make that call in a week or so. I mean, you're saying, no, ring them now and say, look, situation is different. If you can you pay earlier? You know, whatever we can do.
Yeah. Or someone says, listen, I'd like to place an order. And you say, great. How do you wish to pay? Are you going to pay like this? Sure, we can deliver. No problem. Because as soon as the terms are too long, the risk is too high, you might not be able to carry it. So you might have to just bring those terms and get paid up front.
Yep. Very true. Very true.
Okay. Number one, number two is... know your finances, okay? Know where you stand in your business. Know what you need to have, and cut out all the nice things that you've always had before that you took for granted. Yeah. Go to basics. Get down to the real essentials of what is the most important part that you can have. Whatever you can negotiate with the view to buy yourself time, then do so. Set yourself a goal for prizes, in the sense of like the office Christmas party might be off the list this year. Yep. You know, where you always had a good one every single year. It comes down to just put things in perspective and just go and understand your finances as to where you're at, what you're owing, where you're running, because it's going to play a crucial role further down in some of the other steps that we go forward.
Yeah. And I think actually that, you know, it's forced us to do that. And that's probably a good thing, because a lot of the times years and years go by and things are going well. And, you know, you start making different purchases, you get caught up with locked into other plans and leases and what else. And you don't actually spend the time to analyze your finances properly. This has now forced us to say, hold on, where actually are we now? And moving forward, if we can keep those finances low, personally and professionally, this can only be better for us in the future. So it's a forced review, which is probably a good thing in a way.
Yeah. Look, you can only eat an elephant one bite at a time. You cannot take one big chunks out of it. So unfortunately, the same with finances. You've got to really just put things into perspective and just keep things very moderate with the view to just build up the cash flow, get on top of the debts, work those debts off, and then start rebuilding the resources and the confidence all over again. But right now, it's all about that reestablishment and to ensure your customers that you're not about to fall down. Yeah. So I think it is about a lot of that open communication.
Yeah, perfect, perfect.
Okay. Thereafter, I think that my third tip would be is to assess your team, to really just have a quick discussion with your team, have an open discussion with your team, and just get your team to be on the same page as you with the view to be united, to be understandable as to the obstacles with the view to that you all push together. So I always call a team like a sport, like a rugby. Yeah. You know, you've got 15 players on a field, and the try line, I always refer to as the money line, but it takes 15 people to get that ball to be at the try line. It's not one person. And the same goes for a company. You've got to get everyone to be pushing in the same direction. You might not all be able to do the same job. You might all not be able to score for glory, but together you've got to work as a team with the view to get that ball to the try line. But if you get close to the try line, like half a meter, and you haven't scored a try, it's not a point. So you've got to push till you get to the try line. And I think that's very important. Get to know your team. Get your team to be on your page. Make sure that and assess that everyone is there, is working with the view to reach a goal. And at the same time, analyze the strengths and the weaknesses of each of your players on your team or your company so that you're not giving tasks to people that is not in the interest factor. It's not in the ability, it's not in the training. Make sure that you are clear, because as soon as you get disappointed, you start to put blame. When you blame, when the score is down, it can fall down. So make sure that you do it in small steps and make sure that you're fair with your direction and your control and your requests from your team to that of your delivery to customers.
Brilliant. I just love that. And I think, you know, that makes me think of, in this period right now, and more so than ever before, and it's always important, your culture is extremely important, and your leadership is imperative. You know, you have to be a wartime general now. Yeah. This is the time when leaders have to really show their stuff, and it's only in times like this when true leaders reveal who they are.
Correct.
This is the time when people have to really lead from the front lines, get out of their offices, get out of the ivory towers, be down in the trenches with your troops.
Get on the ground.
Get on the ground. And as you say, let's push forward and we're going to do this together.
And I think you've said a very important word, culture. This is the time that you can define your culture. Yeah. Often we've spoken about culture in many times. You know, I've had many conversations with top CEOs, and I think that the number one thing that CEOs forget is that they need to make sure that their team, their staff come back to work tomorrow. Yep. So I often think, how do you make sure that all your staff become winners so that they all want to come back tomorrow? Yep. And I think that's crucial. But culture is more now than ever before. Absolutely. Is a time that you can define it, you can break it out, and you know what? It needs to become family.
Yep, 100%. It has to become family. And then later on, when we get out of this, your culture will be so strong and your people will be so tied to you that they're not going to want to go anywhere else.
Correct. Absolutely.
So this is the time to build that. Now is an opportunity to enforce that. And, you know, leadership is so important right now.
And then tip number four is to get back to basics. So once again, that culture, and then get back to basics. Now, a lot of people tend to do many things in their business and have done many things. You may just need to cut some of those back. You know, maybe you don't invest so much in all the stock that you do. Just go back to the initial things that you were famous for when you first started your business. Yeah. Before you start buying all the stock back and start offering all the ranges again, just get back to some of the key fundamentals of your business, just to keep it tight, just so that you're not running all over the show, that your logistics are running all over the show. You're spending so much money going, trying to get things out that you're not getting enough in. You may just need to get back to some of the basics.
Perfect, perfect. And so, and I know that, you know, you're a big advocate in terms of reinventing and maybe retweaking things and doing things a little differently, maybe using technology or things like that. But you're not saying it's not time to build a whole new offering. It's maybe just time to do the same things in a slightly different way.
I'm going to come to that point a little bit later, Darren, but you're 100% right. Don't start reinventing new wheels, you know, type of thing. Right. Okay. Good. So once again, once you've got, you know, your finances, you've got your culture of your team coming together, and you know that you're getting back to basics of your business. Tip number 5 is all about sell, sell, sell. And the secret to selling is to make sure that every single person in your company, every single person that you regard is part of your team, everyone that is in your organization, from the receptionist to the accountant to the managing director, you all just need to sell. And what I mean by selling is that every opportunity that you're on a phone or an email and you're communicating with a client, you need to be showing value. You need to be showing service. You need to be showing that customer is the most important thing to any other customer that you've got, because you've got to now show that culture coming to the front. But you've really got to profess value, and you've got to define what value is like you've never done before. Because
service like you've never serviced before.
Exactly. Yeah. Because people can find value anywhere now, because they can just get on the line and start searching.
Yeah.
So the thing is, you don't want people to start searching. You want people to stay with you. So therefore, work out what the value is that you're going to enhance them, get them in, make sure they stay loyal to you, and that they don't wish to look anywhere else. And I think that's very crucial right now for all businesses going forward, that you go out there and you make sure that you are as true and honest and sincere that you possibly can, with a view to appreciate, and make sure that you're a good listener, that you're listening to the request rather than you believe in your own nonsense as to what you believe is your problem. No one cares.
Yeah.
It's a case of listen to what their requests are and give it to them the way they want it.
Yeah.
And don't go and go crazy and go all over the show. So I hope that point is clear. But for me, that's my favorite. I love selling. I love the selling space. But at the moment, it's not about all the history. It's about getting back to basics and just defining your role of selling, but get everyone on your team to sell.
So, and it's almost ironic in a way that, you know, we've always talked about service and over-servicing your customer and giving the best service. Right now, there's more time and everybody's scrambling, so people can get contact with managers and senior leaders on the phone and talk about all these things. And so everybody's giving the best service they can give. It's almost like right now is an opportunity to who can give the best service.
Great. But you must think about in the 1950s, I think marketing was definitely at its peak. Because in the 50s, there was a lot of time. There wasn't many customers. And they got to know their customers by name. And they got to know what they like and how they liked it. So think of it in the old way. There was a town. You used to go to your local store. Yeah. They used to know you by name. They used to know the kind of flour that you would want to order.
Yeah. Yeah.
They would give it to you and just make sure that they always made sure they delivered exactly what you wanted to, what you needed to, what you always ordered.
Yep.
They didn't try and oversell you. And they got to know you. So I think that's where a lot of these strategies come from, is utilizing a lot of those 1950 strategies where there weren't many customers. There was a lot of time. I had time to get to know you and enhance value to you. And therefore, you didn't want to go anywhere else.
Yeah.
And I think loyalty is the most important ingredient you can install with your customer right now.
And I think, and as you say, being as human as you can and connecting with a human in your customer,
yeah,
what's going to cement that loyalty for you.
Correct. And then the last strategy is quite a dangerous strategy in the sense of this is that point that we're coming back earlier, is not to go and start creating new products.
Right.
As much as you hear on social media, it's about, hey, this is the time to adjust and make changes and come up with something new. Yes, there will be new ways of doing business. I don't dispute that for a second. But I think it's a case of if you're in business, don't now start coming up with new recipes or design new things. You haven't got the time to educate people and get them to understand. You're just going to give them what they know you for,
yeah,
and make sure that that's what they buy from you. Once things get a little bit more stable, then you can say, hey, I had this idea back in the recession and I'm bringing that to the front, or it was created from this. Then start to do it. But I think while everyone's got time, everyone's starting to think, hey, I'm going to capture the market this way by offering something new. People aren't going to understand new at this point in time. They're going to understand value. They're going to understand service. They're going to understand price. Those things are important.
Yeah,
so for me, don't go. And of course, yes, you have to embrace digital. I got that. And I think today and now is a good time for digital platforms. I think video has become very strong. Zooms have become very strong. Remote communication has become very strong. And I think that it is going to have an effect. But at the end of the day, those are tools to enhance the core value of your business, the value, your team, the service, the offering, the price, the terms, all those things are crucial. So once again, yes, you might embrace a few digital tools. That's not reinventing. It's not like you're going to create a new sandwich or a new bolt or a new hinge. You know, you're going to just stick to what's out there right now until such time that the market can stable and you can get a little bit of consistency in your business, because, you know, it's the old story of consistency will always outwin speed every single time.
Yep. And what's your view on advertising right now and putting budget into advertising?
Look, I'm always an advocate for advertising and broadcasting your message.
Yeah.
I think that there's no better time than to broadcast and advertise your message. But once again, it gets back to selling. It gets back to the product or service that you're offering. But it comes down to the value. I think you've got to really be able to communicate the value as to where it is for them. Because in advertising, there's a term called WIFM. What's in it for me?
Oh, I like it. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And WIFM stands for, if I'm turning a newspaper and I get an advert and it was to do for a new car, if I'm not in the market for a new car, I'm going to turn the page. But if I just need a new car now because my other car got sold, my other car broke down or was in an accident, now suddenly that advert becomes really important to me. So start working out who is your customer, where is your customer. But I think that advertising can never go wrong as long as you are communicating value, communicating right call to action, and making sure your team is ready to respond should the phone ring or the email request comes in, rather than people procrastinating, wasting time, and not giving people what they want. Yep. You just frustrate people to go and shop somewhere else.
Yeah, it's a great example. So, I mean, if you were selling product in an ad, if you said free delivery, that's valuable.
Yeah.
Free home delivery within 24 hours.
Yeah.
That's value. That's what you would put in an ad rather than, you know, we do all these other things. People are not interested in that. Free home delivery, yes, we want that.
But not only that, it's a case, you know, you do your free home delivery and you deliver the box. And in the box, you can open up the box and inside can be a handwritten note saying, thank you so much for supporting us in these difficult times. That handwritten note can get posted by someone saying, gee, look at this note I got. And someone says, I liked it and they shared it. And they, oh, did you notice what they did? And it comes down to that personal touch. So it could be as little as that. Or you open up the box and they ordered 5 items and you've delivered 6. You said, listen, the 6th item is a complimentary something that would really complement everything that's in this box. That is a gift from me to you just to say, thank you so much for ordering us at this point in time. So I just think people need to step over the line and go that extra mile. And this is your opportunity to win customers and make friends and influence people, because you will be remembered and grow together. Because at the end of the day, you must understand that if you're not supported by someone opening their wallet and taking money out and giving it to you,
yeah,
that's when your business is going to take on hardship.
Yeah. mean, listening to you is inspiring me, because in this particular situation, a lot of companies can take this time on board, and if they service the client like what we're talking about, they can actually grow their revenue.
Correct. Correct.
You know, yeah. In this time, it's just doing it the right way.
And every single customer is important. Every single one at this time. You've got no time to chase anyone away. You know, you've got to bend and twist to make every deal happen. Yep. And everyone is going to become a deal maker here.
Yep. Wow. Incredible.
Right.
Incredible. Yep.
And I think the last thing that I'd like to put forward is collaboration will beat competition hands down.
Yep.
Who can you work with? Who can you work with that complements each other's services or service offering or product offering? Come together and work together as a team, even though you might not be shareholders in each other's business, but you can be strong that way. Collaboration will beat competition hands down every single time. And that's exactly where the digital platforms are going. And therefore, if you can embrace that now, you'll find that will continue to be in good stead going forward. And you never know, those relationships can get very strong because they can be consistent customers buying good volumes from you if you can help establish their markets with your products and service within their company.
Absolutely. And something that I love to say is, 1+1=infinity. You know,
yeah.
If you can synergize, it's not even about synergy, it's infinity.
Yeah.
Collaboration is so powerful that it's amazing what you can achieve, because all these doors open up that you would never have even imagined.
Totally.
Absolutely.
Right. And that's where the flexibility comes from, is that things that you never had before, you may have now, and you can grow them. Yeah. But it starts with you.
Yep.
If you do not initiate, you do not accommodate, you do not adapt, these things may never materialize. And therefore, look at your collaboration circle. And, you know, that in itself is a huge business opportunity, because, yeah, we're all a little bit distance isolated at the moment. We're now going to, how do we overcome that? And we will. You know, entrepreneurs and business owners are relentless. They will overcome. And if you've got the right team with the right passion, with the right incentive, with the right core values, with the right understanding of the finances that we're trying to do, and we do it as a team with a view to score runs on the board,
yep,
we're there to score revenue in the company for all of us to benefit. I think that's crucial.
Fantastic. I mean, Grant, that is sensational. Very, very positive and very, very to the point. And very pertinent to what we're all facing these days. And I think, you know, if people would just take those 6 or 7 points and really challenge themselves to say, what can I do? How can I change? What can I do better? How can I collaborate? It's amazing what we'll be able to achieve.
I think in parting, Darren, I would say that if we could say to businesses out there to stand together and work together, I think that would be our closing off line today, is to stand together, work together. And at the same time, I think we welcome all the listeners and all the viewers with a view to ask us questions and let us unbundle what they are and maybe just be creative with creating some idea generation with the view of how you could possibly adapt certain circumstances. Today, we've been very gentle. Business is never gentle. But we're also trying to be gentle in a positive way, that there are some people that are really stuck in a cul-de-sac because of the logistics of their particular type of business. I think if your guests and viewers would interact with questions, we could definitely take this kind of discussion further.
I would love that. I would love everybody out there to really send us some questions, because Grant in particular is a wealth of knowledge with 30 years of experience running loads of different businesses around the world. And if you guys have some interesting questions or challenges that you're facing, we'd love to be able to tackle them in another episode. So please, guys, send us an email either to darren@suspendedanimation.com.au or Grant, what's your email?
Grant Tom, Thom design@gmail.com. So it's Grant Tom, Thom design@gmail.com.
And I think that'd be really interesting. And guys, hopefully, you know, we can get a lot of value back to you, you know, answering your particular questions. So please, you know, we challenge you to do that. And we'd love to be able to organize another show and give you more and more information to help you through these times. But Grant, thank you very much again.
I'm very humbled, Darren. Thank you very much. And I love the opportunity to just explore and have conversations. You know, practice makes perfect. So you've got to keep on practicing, keep on applying, keep on thinking, because that's how new ideas come around.
Absolutely. And as you say, you know, everything's about collaboration, and that's what we're doing here right now. So guys, you know, we thank you so much for listening. Thanks for being part of our community and listening to our podcast and sharing our podcast. And again, we'd love to answer any more questions that you have. So Grant, thank you once again.
And thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
My pleasure. It's been a fascinating discussion, and we'll see everybody again in the next episode very, very soon.
I'll see you again, Darren. Thank you so much.
Thanks, man. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.